And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy, and withal of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the birds of the heaven and to the beast of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to thee in the name of Jehovah of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will Jehovah deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from off thee, and I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day unto the birds of the heavens and to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that Jehovah saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is Jehovah's, and he will give you into our hand. 1 Samuel 17:41-47. Challenges. Challenge is defined as an invitation to participate in a fight, a calling into question, a dare, an occasion that solicits action, a situation that is provocative, stimulating, or inciting. An individual's life in service to his Creator is one of challenge. Many of God's people, like David, faced overwhelming challenges. The call of the Lord is a challenge to enter a fight. The Apostle Paul said, Know ye not that they that run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? Even so run, that ye may attain. And every man that striveth in the games exerciseth self-control in all things. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run as not uncertainly, so fight I as not beating the air, but I buffet my body and bring it into bondage, lest by any means, after that I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. The Apostle Paul also told the Ephesians to put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. Wherefore, take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and, having done all, to stand, stand therefore. Ephesians 6:11-14. And encourage Timothy to war the good warfare. 1 Timothy 1:18. Christians should be prepared to accept honorable challenges. Not all challenges are honorable. Now it came to pass when it was reported to Sanballat and Tobiah and to Geshem the Arabian and unto the rest of our enemies that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? Nehemiah 6:1-3. Nevertheless, those challenges which bring honor to the Lord, the child of God is to be ready to accept. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to take courage in the words of the Apostle Peter, saying, And who is he that will harm you if ye be zealous of that which is good? But even if ye should suffer for righteousness' sake, blessed are ye, and fear not their fear, neither be troubled. But sanctify in your hearts Christ as Lord, being ready always to give answer to every man that asketh you a reason concerning the hope that is in you, yet with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that wherein ye are spoken against, they may be put to shame who revile your good manner of life in Christ. 1 Peter 3:13-16.